This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, we've heard quite a bit these days about fake news, but what about fake science? That is the title of a book by Austin Ruse. He has served as the president of the Center for Family and Human Rights, where he testifies to our government and the United Nations about important issues. He was on my radio program recently to talk about some of the misinformation and false information presented in the media and in various governmental hearings. Some of the book deals with homosexuality and the transgender issue. One chapter addresses whether homosexuals are born that way and whether orientations are immutable. In other words, can people change their sexual orientation? Another chapter addresses the studies that attempt to argue that there is no difference between traditional parents and homosexual parents rearing children. This grand experiment on children has been detrimental to their physical and psychological health. That is why he wanted to set the record straight. Some states have very strict labeling laws for food. Even a minuscule amount of a naturally occurring chemical must have a warning label. But Austin Ruse points out that in order to hit the cancer target zone for acrylamide, a child would have to eat 182 pounds of French fries every single day. A teenager wouldn't even do that on a dare. For decades, Austin Ruse has been testifying on pro-life issues. He reminds us in one chapter that nearly everything the secular media and pro-abortion groups say about abortion is a lie. The same could be said about these groups and what they say about sex education. And he laments how the population control advocates are driving many countries towards a demographic winter. I recommend you read the book, and if you're skeptical of the claims, check out the more than 40 pages of endnotes documenting his critique of fake science. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.